From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, May 3rd. Coming up, children under 16 can't get the COVID vaccine, and that can complicate decision-making about summer camps. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman talks with an epidemiologist to get advice for parents. Coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' coronavirus death toll surpassed 22,000 people over the weekend as the state's vaccination rate continues to drop. Hannah Meisel has more.
Illinois reached a peak in the average number of vaccinations given per day on April 12th. That was the first day vaccines were open to everyone 16 and over in Illinois, except for the city of Chicago. But since then, the average number of COVID shots given per day statewide has dropped 37%. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois' vaccine uptake numbers mirror a national trend.
There are just fewer people that are seeking it out. That isn't to say that there aren't people who still desire to get vaccinated.
The governor says the state's Department of Public Health is trying to reach Illinoisans via mobile vaccine operations and incentivizing people to get shots with discounts from businesses. The rise in COVID cases and hospitalizations over the last month is trending downward, and the state may soon be eligible for expanded capacity limits at businesses and private gatherings. I'm Hannah Meisel.
It's been more than a year since Illinois was supposed to have awarded the first round of 75 cannabis dispensary licenses to the so-called social equity applicants whose communities were most harmed by the war on drugs. Lawmakers and Governor J.B. Pritzker's office say they finally compromised on a fix to award the long-delayed licenses, but those who put up thousands of dollars to apply are unhappy it's taken so long. Former State Senator Ricky Hendon, who advocates for cannabis applicants and applied for a license himself, says the state is missing out on millions of dollars in taxes.
Black people aren't going to the dispensaries. They will go to the dispensaries, and the Latinos will go to the dispensaries if Black and Latinos own the shops. And so the state is missing out on, I think it's about a $1.2 billion of street cannabis industry.
Illinois' 2019 law legalizing recreational marijuana did not account for the deluge in dispensary license applications the state received. The evaluation process resulted in many tied scores, and Pritzker ultimately put the license awards on hold until lawmakers could make a legislative fix to the program. The Iowa Board of Regents has selected Barbara Wilson to be the next president of the University of Iowa. Currently the number two administrator at the University of Illinois system, Wilson has worked in administrative roles for nearly two decades and has a background in communications research. Speaking to reporters late Friday, Wilson said among her first priorities is building relationships across campus.
I'm eager to meet with faculty and staff and, of course, with the great students here, both undergraduate and graduate and professional, and all the people who are affiliated with the city of Iowa City. I want to meet people who love this place as much as I'm going to learn to love it as well.
Wilson will succeed outgoing President Bruce Harreld, who's retiring next month. Wilson is slated to start the job July 15th. Before her current role in the Illinois system, Wilson served as interim chancellor on the Urbana campus between Phyllis Wise and the current chancellor, Robert Jones. Champaign County health officials reported 30 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The seven-day rolling average of daily cases has hovered in the 40s for the last 3 weeks. The number of county residents hospitalized with COVID-19 remains at 14. Meanwhile, the pace of COVID-19 vaccinations in Champaign County is slowing down, mirroring the trend statewide. The seven-day rolling average of doses administered daily has fallen below 1,200. That's the lowest level in 3 weeks. Champaign County health officials report that more than 34% of the county's total population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Nearly 42% of the county's 16 and older population is fully inoculated. Still to come, now's the time many parents are trying to figure out whether to sign kids up for summer camps. We'll get advice from an epidemiologist. That story from Christine Herman is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. While fewer children have gotten sick with COVID-19 than adults, kids can still get the virus and spread it to others. With summer camps on the horizon, the CDC issued new guidance last week for preventing the spread of COVID-19. Among them, mask wearing, social distancing, good ventilation, and having as many people vaccinated as possible. To learn more about how parents can weigh the risks and benefits of sending kids back to camp this summer, Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with University of Illinois epidemiologist Becky Smith.
For parents who are trying to weigh decisions about should we do camp, what kind of camp would be best, can you talk a little bit about risks and benefits when it comes to in-person camps for kids? Obviously, the lowest risk situation for kids when it comes to contracting the virus is to just keep them at home, but we have to weigh those risks against the risks of mental health challenges that kids can face due to social isolation and loneliness. How do you balance those things? And how do you advise parents who are trying to figure this out?
Right. And that's a hard question. And I'm going to say right off, I'm an infectious disease expert. I am not a mental health expert. But I believe that mental health is part of full body health and that should be taken into account. And this is a decision that's going to have to be made kid by kid. You know, if you have a kid who's fairly independent and self-motivated and happy doing their own thing, then maybe keeping them home makes more sense to you. But if you have a kid who's extremely social and just needs the social interaction, then you might lean more towards finding a camp that works for them. There's a difference between sleepaway camps and day camps. So with day camps, everybody's going home to their families at night, and that obviously raises the risk. With a sleepaway camp, it's low risk as long as nobody brings COVID in with them. So the question is going to be, what is that level of biosecurity at the camp versus with the day camp? What's the level of control that they have to avoid spread within the camp so that if somebody does come in with it, they can be identified early and everybody can be isolated or quarantined as appropriate? So everybody has to make their own decision about risk. That's unfortunately the case for everything in this pandemic, that people have to make their own decisions. I can't make a decision for you. My older child is staying home and my younger child goes to daycare because my older child can handle staying home and entertaining herself and my younger child cannot. So we make those decisions as we can.
How much do we factor in rates of community spread with how we make these decisions? Because I'm guessing rates of community spread are going to be lower this summer compared to last summer. So it just feels safer to do more things now than it did a year ago.
There are a lot of things that are a lot safer this summer. One is that we have vaccines. So as the CDC recommends, all of the camp staff can be fully vaccinated at this point. Anybody 16 and up has access to the vaccine, and there are vaccine appointments available all over the state. So if the staff is fully vaccinated, that's added a level of protection that just was not available last summer. The other thing we have is testing is widely available now, which if you remember last summer, it was a struggle to get testing in a lot of places, and we just understand the virus better. So we know that the risk outdoors or with high ventilation areas is much lower. And with camps, a lot of time is going to be spent outdoors. And in the summer, that's more possible. And so we know that that's a lower risk now. Whereas before, when we weren't sure how much of it was aerosol versus airborne versus contact, we couldn't make those risk calculations. So a lot of it is just what we've learned and what we've built up the capacity for.
That's U of I epidemiologist Becky Smith speaking with Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high of 77 degrees. Some storms could be severe late this afternoon into this evening. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Kate Payne, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.